It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
All the small things, true care, truth brings. I'll take one lift, you're right. Best trip. Always. I know.
Yeah, we love it when people laugh at us.
Oh, yeah. That's
or
why
near
we're here.
Us, around us, not at us.
To us.
They are you
so
crazy?
Just point their finger and laugh. So it is the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz. If you missed any of our show tonight or last night or at any point during the last week or so, you can catch a. You can catch updates and previous episodes on Audio Boom. Just go to Audio Boom and dial in Darren Copeland Experience. You'll get up a whole list of great episodes and segments that we've done previously. You can also find us on the Mile High Sports Radio app on your phone. Go to Play Store or the Apple iTunes Store. Just download Mile High Sports Radio app. And you can stream us live through your phone or listen to us on the radio. Or you can get us on your computer, www.milehighsportsradio.com. And if you want to call us, feel free. We don't do a whole lot of phone calls, but we're happy to hear from you if you'd like. Darren, give him the phone number.
303-831-1340.
Could you say it faster?
303-831-1340. 303. No, it's just 303.
321.
831.
831.
Goodness gracious. 1340.
303-831-1340. So give us a call if you want. So we covered the NBA draft about as extensively as we probably are going to cover it. I mean,
people are just not happy here at the station.
Well, because we get these opportunities to actually talk about legit sports topics.
We talk about
legit
sports.
And you basically go,
Brockmire is officially disturbed.
I don't always go.
You poop all over it, man.
I don't.
Like, I guarantee you.
All right, let's talk sports.
No, any other show, this would be a topic for the full 2 hours.
Well, let's talk about this.
It doesn't need to be because we're not any other show.
There's not really any other, like, what's there to say? Yay! Listen, I'm happy that they got...
You don't have any... Why don't you ever like speculating about what they might do? Because the Nuggets do need to do things to get better as a team. They do. See?
Just No, I agree with you, they do. They need to find a point guard. They need to find a shooting outside forward presence.
Well, they just drafted a guy.
They did. That's exactly, you know, the second best guy because that other guy, Collins from Wake Forest, was gone.
Richard Collins?
Tom Collins.
No, it was not Tom Collins. That's what I'm going to be drinking much of after the show.
Tom Collins.
They picked up a shooting point guard. Or they picked up a shooting power forward. That's good. And they've got, you know, they still have to get better, though, through free agency. Yeah. I just don't know where those players are going to come from, and I just don't know that those players will actually come to Denver.
Maybe they'll come from Europe.
Those are the only players we can get to come to Denver.
Well, that's the whole reason why you realize that's the whole reason why the Denver Nuggets ultimately hired and then promoted to GM.
Vasily Korosov.
What?
I don't know whatever his name is.
Vasily Korenustov?
Korenustov.
That's not what it is.
He's a Russian general, I think. Who now runs
Wasn't he
Nuggets.
The Hunt for Red October?
Could be. I don't the sad part is Denver's a great town and the players that are here really like being here. But your big time, big name free agent players don't even take a look at Denver. And that's what makes it so difficult for a market like Denver to build its own super team. Because you need a super team to compete. And the Celtics and the Lakers are going to get there because they're big markets, and everyone's like, oh, I want to go to Boston.
Then maybe we
LA.
Should just send the Denver Nuggets somewhere else.
You know what? They were dead last in attendance. It doesn't seem like anybody in this town really cares. They were dead last in attendance.
I would miss the Nuggets.
I'd miss them. I mean, I'd miss them. But the Rockies have a better chance of winning a world championship than the Nuggets do. A much better chance.
Right now...
I would say, even moving forward, in the entire existence of the Denver Nuggets, they have never once been past the Western Conference Finals.
They've got to the Western Conference Finals twice.
Twice. They've never gotten past it. Both times lost to the Lakers.
Arturas Karnasovas.
That's what I said. Vasily Kurnikova.
I didn't say all your words. Maybe not every last syllable.
I figure if it sounds Russian enough, it's close enough.
I don't think he's Russian.
Are you sure? Say the name again.
Arturis Karnasovas. There's no like backward O's with the slash through it in there.
Feels pretty
he's
Russian.
He's Lithuanian.
Same thing.
No, not anymore.
Pretty much the same
No, not anymore.
They owned Lithuania for
a little
while.
Yes, they did. Just for a little while.
So it's kind of the same thing.
Kind of.
So Lithuania, all those Ania countries, they belonged to Russia for a while.
They did. Not anymore.
Yeah, but they still,
not anymore.
They still kind of belong.
Not
to them.
Anymore.
Anyway, they're all still kind of Russian. They're all Russian. Except Transylvania, they're vampires. I just don't know. This depresses me, man. It makes me sad that I would love for the Nuggets to be a legit player in the NBA. I just don't see how it's ever going to happen.
Well, here's the problem. And maybe there's a solution. Do you think it's possible for simply, I don't think this is the right way to go, but using, going and getting your money and going and getting Kristaps Porzingis and going and have Nurkic and having this white guy and getting Gordon Hayward and going with a white lineup.
What? Oh, you mean, okay, I see what you're saying, because white players will come to Denver.
Yeah, because Lithuania is nice and just like Colorado.
Well, there is something to be said that African-American players just don't want to come to Denver.
Well, listen, we are not Oklahoma City, man. That's the thing that's so frustrating for me. We're not Oklahoma City. We're not San Antonio. We're not Portland.
No, but Portland's kind of cool. You know what I mean? Like, people like Portland.
Crazy people like Portland.
Dude, Portland's a beautiful town, man.
Take that back.
Portland's great.
Crazy people like Portland.
Listen, I like Portland. It's a great town. It's weird.
It insists on itself.
Oh, does not. It does not. It's a funky little town that doesn't care whether you like them or not. That's not insisting. That's just them being them. And San Antonio can offer a Hall of Fame coach, perhaps the best coach ever. And Oklahoma City... Well, they moved from Seattle, and they already had two stars.
They have a big – I've sat in that their auditorium.
Yeah.
Stadium.
Arena.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Yeah. I was looking for the easy one, and that just wasn't coming. And it's very large.
The Oklahoma City Arena?
Yeah.
Bigger than Pepsi Center?
Maybe just a touch.
Okay.
But you know what's a lot smaller? Oklahoma City's downtown.
Oh, yeah. There's not nearly as much to do in
Oklahoma
City.
They're like, let's go down to our bar district, and it's a block.
It's a block. And it's like three buildings on that block.
And but it looked a lot like Lodo, except...
That's all it was.
Smaller. Is it Lo-O?
It's just Low.
Just Lou.
It's just Lou. Oklahoma City Lou. I mean, Austin. Austin's a great town, but it's not a big town.
They don't have a pro basketball team.
No, but they should. If Vegas can have a pro hockey team... Austin should get something pro besides the University of Texas football team.
Have you seen, by the way, you see their lockers? They've all got the 43-inch TV above that shows their face and everything.
I know. It's awesome. All right.
Well, I don't want to get paid. I want the 43-inch TV screen.
Of my face, because everybody needs to see that. We'll be back with some Major League Baseball because you have some complaining to do, apparently.
Oh, always.
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 It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.
Bending over backwards for someone else. Wondering if you're rolling backwards for someone else. Doing things I taught you getting.